This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome back to the Mr. D Math and More podcast series. This week, we're going to work with and talk about probability. Now, most people, when they hear the word probability, they think that has to do with how lucky you are. Maybe you're playing a game where there's probability involved, playing with cards, or you're rolling a pair of dice, or whatever it is. Most people think that it's luck that makes the dice turn out the way they turn out, or drawing the card that you want to get. Actually, it has to do with probability. Do you think that you have luck? Or maybe your children, you say, oh, one of my children, they're so lucky all the time. They always get whatever, fill in the blank. Or maybe you've got some friends who say, oh, they're so lucky. Actually, it has more to do with probability than anything. What is probability? Why is it such a big deal? In college, when you get to a statistics class, it's all about probability. It's the probability of what's the chance that this is going to happen. Probability is simply this as a definition. What is probably going to happen? Now, it doesn't mean that it's going to happen. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. It means what is probably going to happen. There's all different kinds of probability. There's theoretical probability. There's what is supposed to happen. There's experimental probability, which is actually what does happen when you are in a controlled environment and you're studying the events. So whether you're looking at the probability, we're going to talk today about both theoretical probability, and then we're going to do a little experimental probability, and I'm going to give you some activities that you can do at home with your family as soon as you're done listening to this podcast. I'm also going to give you access to a video that I've recorded about probability, how it works, with some exercises that you can do as well. You can do them with your children. It's a lot of fun, and it's for all ages. Probability is definitely more than luck. There's no really luck involved in probability. It's literally a ratio that gets created, a fraction, you could say. In statistics, we talk about the probability of an event happening. So what does that mean? Well, it means what is the chance or what probably should happen to make the event happen the way that we think it is. Now, the ratio or the fraction, it's easy to see if you think about it this way. The ratio or the fraction, and I'm going to say it like a fraction, the probability is simply this as a fraction. On the top, the numerator, what do you want to have happen? On the bottom, the denominator, the total possible things that could happen. Now we'll get this real by talking about a deck of cards, and you can hear exactly how that works. By the way, don't confuse probability with the odds of something happening. Odds are a totally different formula. And most gambling ratios are based on the odds, not the probability. They're similar, but they're not the same. We're going to save the odds for another time because right now we want to work with probability and create an experiment you can do right at home, your own experimental probability. Take a standard deck of 52 playing cards, or you could take a set of markers that have different colors. But make sure you've got maybe three of one color, two of another, five of another. Take a bag of marbles, a pair of dice, whatever you like. I'm going to talk about a deck of cards. It's actually really easy to work with. So in a deck of cards, the standard 52-card playing deck, there are four suits. In the suits, two of them are black, two of them are red. Now think about that. That's 52 cards, so there's 26 black cards, there's 26 red cards. There's 13 cards in each suit. So in the suits, the black suits are called clubs and spades. Those are black. There's 13 clubs, 13 spades. The red cards, those are hearts and diamonds, and there's 13 of each of those. 13 hearts, 13 diamonds. The cards go from ace up to a king. Ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, jack, queen, king. And the jack, queen, and king, we call those face cards because they have faces on them, of course. There's four of each kind of card in a deck. So there's four kings, there's four queens, there's four aces, there's four threes, there's four twos, and so on. One of each suit. So with the four kings, there's a king of hearts, a king of diamonds, a king of clubs, a king of spades. Now, some of you are saying, well, I knew that already. That's fine. Let's get to the probability. So let's get to the probability. If I said to you with a deck of cards, by the way, you can do this almost like a magic trick. I can give to you a deck of cards and I'll say, okay, what's the probability of you drawing a king out of my deck of cards? The real probability here is out of 52 cards and there's four kings. Now think about what I said. It's what you want out of the total possible. So there's four kings in the deck. Out of the 52 cards in the deck, the fraction is 4 over 52. However, 4 over 52 can be reduced to 1 out of 13, or 1 over 13, and that should make sense. One king for every suit, 1 out of 13. But what if I wanted to have an ace or a king? What if it was two cards? Well, there's four aces and four kings. There's 8 out of 52. But if you reduce that, it's 2 out of 13. Maybe I wanted to draw a 2, a 4, or a 6. Well, there's 4 2s, 4 4s, and 4 6s. That's 12 out of 52, which reduces to 3 out of 13, or 3 over 13, and so on. So if you get the idea about the probability, how can you test it? What do you do? Well, first thing, shuffle the cards. Let's talk about the probability of drawing a king. Remember, there's 4 kings in the deck, 52 cards, the probability is 4 out of 52, or 4 over 52, which reduces to 1 over 13. Shuffle those cards up, and here's the way the test works. You pick any 13 cards that you want, and out of those 13 cards, the probability means and says that one of your 13 will be a king. Now, is it going to happen exactly like that every time? Probably not. However, the more that you do the test, the more your total pulls towards that probability, 1 out of 13. Say you do the test 10 times. Take the overall average out of those 10 times. Think about this. See how it works. If I'm trying to draw a king, I'm going to draw 13 cards. There should be one king. If I do that 10 times, I should have drawn 10 kings in my 10 different tests. Your test is going to go something like this. You're going to turn over 13 cards. Maybe the first time you got two kings. The next time you did it, you shuffled them up again, you turned over 13 cards. Now you didn't get zero. You got no kings. Now you're going to do the test again. You do the test again. You shuffle the cards, you deal them out, you get 13 cards, you get one king. You shuffle them up, you do it again, now you get zero kings. You do it again, maybe you get two kings again. What you'll notice is that after you've done it 10 times, count up the number of times you get kings. A 2, a 0, a 1, a 0, a 2, a 1, however it is. And it's probably, highly probable, almost certain that you're going to have 10 total kings after you've done the experiment 10 times. It will come to the average of 1 out of 13. Don't believe me? Try it out. Want to take the test a little further? Try to get an ace or a king, 2 out of 13. Do that 10 times, see how it works. Remember, if you want to get a video about this as well, feel free. Send me an email to dennis@mrdmath.com, dennis@mrdmath.com, and I will send to you a way to log into my curriculum site where you can see this, a total gift for you. Watch a video, and there's some exercises you can practice at home with your young people. Because sometimes just hearing it is a little bit different than when you can actually see it. And I'll show you exactly what it's like with a deck of cards. Do you know who the real experts of probability are and where they live? Let me tell you where they live first, and then you'll understand who they are once you know where they are. They all live in Las Vegas. Have you ever wondered why, if you've ever been to Las Vegas and those big casinos, that the door handles are made of gold? Why? Well, because their industry has studied probability. They know the probability of something, of what's supposed to happen, and over time, that probability is going to happen. But people go there feeling lucky. Now, once in a while, someone wins. But for every one person that wins, think about those 1 out of 13 to get that king. For every one person that wins, they're happy, but 12 more people are going to lose. 1 out of 13. Now, how do you get that real? Well, think about this. The best probability in all of those casino games that you can play is when you roll the dice. You know, you take the two dice and you throw them up against the board and you're always trying to get a 7. Well, the chance of getting a 7 is 1 out of 6, which is just a little higher than 16%. So every time you throw those dice, it's a 16% chance of winning. So think about that. Your 16% chance of winning means that you have an 84% chance of losing. Or another way to say that is the casino is going to win 84% of the time. If you're wondering, is that really true? All you have to do is take a walk around Las Vegas, look at the buildings there. They're amazing, big, beautiful buildings. They can afford it. They've got the money. Whose money is it? It's yours. If you've been there feeling like you're going to be lucky. Probability is an amazing, amazing tool once you start to work with it and see how it works. You're going to see more and more about probability as your young people get ready for high school. Probability has become a big deal on the SAT, on the ACT. They're asking questions about probability now on those tests. Probability is all over and throughout statistics once you get to college or if you take that as an advanced course in high school. If you want to get more information, again, about how to use probability and how it works, simply send me an email and I'm going to send to you login information into my curriculum site where you can see a video about probability and some exercises to practice. Not only do you have the exercises, but the answers to the exercises are there as well. I would love to know how your probability research goes and how it works with your young people. Feeling lucky? It's probably more about the probability that's telling you how it's going to go. I hope you have an opportunity to play with this. It's an amazing concept to experiment with, especially with your young people. They won't believe it. You know, you tell them, if I am going to turn over these 13 cards and I want you to get a 2, a 4, or a 6, there's 12 cards, 4 twos, 4 fours, 4 sixes. The chances that you're going to get a 2, 4, or 6, there's 12 of them in this deck of 52 cards. I'm going to turn over 13, or you pick any 13 you want. How many would you expect to get? Now, young people are going to tell you, oh, I'll get 5 or 6 or 7. Probability says they'll get 3. Your job is to test it out with your young person. Let them see how probability works. Let them get into the real world of what probability is and how it works. It's an amazing tool, and it's real. This is Mr. D with Mr. D Math and More podcast series. I hope you enjoyed this session on probability, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everyone. This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.